Yes.
Well,
are you?
I am. I'm a real Bach lover.
Oh, that's great. That's really great. I can't even handle those sort of classical music puns. But is it okay if I connect the song, Peter?
You're welcome to.
Thank you.
I might interrupt one more time.
Feel free to have some of the baklava that I've been cooking while on air. Mm-hmm. It's so weird, actually, while we're on the subject, that CFRU has an oven in
the studio.
In the studio. We're not allowed to bring drinks, but there's an oven in here. Okay, so that last song was by Lisa Bizikovic, and it was called New City. And there's a line in that song that's like, I found a, I don't know, can you find the key for me? Where is it? It's like, I found a new city at night when I found you. And, you know, some might suggest, including likely Lisa herself, that that's about a lover. But from some unreliable research that I have done, I think that that is actually about the Mr. Greek on the Danforth, and Lisa found the baklava on the dessert menu there, realized that it was really delicious, and decided to move to Toronto, where she now lives. So
it is not about a lover that left to go to Toronto, and so she decided to go to Toronto to go back to her lover.
You mean the back.
Baklava.
Baklava. It's not a baklava song.
No.
Oh. It's, yeah, I agree. That's exactly what I thought.
It's much more straightforward.
That's exactly what I thought.
Exactly about baklava.
Baklava.
Yeah.
Finding the dessert.
Yeah.
Excellent. Now, before we play the next song on the baklava special here on Feline Fine, I wanted you to mention a certain...
I've been thinking a lot about Gian Gomeshi.
That is the sexy Gian Gomeshi celeb noise that gets made on Feline Fine every time Gian Gomeshi is mentioned. And so I'm now going to just say a fact about Canada's hottest celeb right now. So the last Twitter post that Gian has on his Twitter page, which is twitter.com/GianGomeshi, is kudos to my dear, in brackets, brilliant sis, Jilla, for landing her new book, Grammar Matters, on McNally Robinson bestseller list. I'm a proud bro. So Gian is a proud bro. So that's your... Feline Fine, sexy celeb Gian fact for the day.
Good to know.
Yeah. So we're going to keep going with our theme of baklava. See if you can connect this next track.
Oh,
Okay, we're back here on Feline Find, and that was Land of Talk with the song Some Are Lakes from the album Some Are Lakes. And that song connects to baklava, which is our theme today. For those of you who just joined us, we had actually baklava expert Shian Gomeshi on the air. I'm just going to let that hang as what I just said. And so that song connects to baklava just for some of the soggier baklava that you might encounter, which is actually really delicious. If you you sort of coat the baklava in honey and in cinnamon, like that you've cooked on the stove, and if you put too much on it, it's just really soggy and overly sweet. But it's kind of like putting too much maple syrup on something, actually, where it's still pretty good despite the stomach ache that you're going to get afterwards. I know that I said at the beginning of the show, for those who have been listening, that I was going to talk about some of the new projects that Feline Fine has been undertaking for the new year. And aside from, of course, the Gia Gomeshi updates. So for those of you who've been following the show for a few weeks, you know that we're now the self-proclaimed official radio show, The Guelph Storm, in celebration of our road hockey special that was now about three shows ago that you can catch in the archives. And there's an email that we sent to the Guelph Storm. That I sent to the Guelph Storm, asking for a name change for the Guelph Storm to be called the Guelph Feline Finds instead of the Guelph Storm in celebration of our new and exciting relationship. And then I also suggested that if people could meow after every time the Guelph Storm score, we could again encourage our new self-proclaimed official radio show status with the Guelph Storm. So we're still actually waiting to hear back from the Guelph Storm, but I'm going to send them another email right now, which I'll be able to tell you about next show. But I wanted to mention that there's a new project that for the new year that we're undertaking along with the Guelph Storm project, and that is for those of you who are familiar with the Cooperators Building in Guelph, we're now going to be The Feline Fine is now also going to be the self-proclaimed official radio show of the Cooperators Building, which is sort of like just an insurance decision, like a safety thing, just to make sure that in case anything ever happened to the show, we ever lost a show in the archives or something, the Cooperators would be right there to make sure that we're compensated because of all the funds coming in from Feline Fine. And so I'm actually working on an email right now suggesting that the Cooperators Building, which is the tallest building in Guelph, be renamed the Feline Fine Cooperators Building. So I'll let you know what they say about that. And so that's some of the exciting new projects going on here as we speak. So we're going to keep going with our baklava theme. Thanks for staying with us this far. It's been a show of some neat technical occurrences, but with delicious results, no doubt. I'm still eating this baklava that I prepared in studio in the CFRU kitchen, which is in studio. And here's the next song.
This is a previously aired episode of Feline Fine from the CFRU archives. Stay tuned to CFRU 93.3 FM.
CFRU archive.
Well, they blew up the chicken man in Philly last night. Now they blew up his house too. Down on the boardwalk, they're getting ready for a fight. Gonna see what them racket boys can do. Now there's trouble busting in from out of state, and the DA can't get no relief. Gonna be a rumble out.
skin of its teeth. Well, not everything dies, baby, that's a fact. But maybe everything that dies someday comes back. Put your makeup on, fix your hair pretty, and meet me tonight in Atlantic City. Got a job and tried to put my money away, but I got debts that no honest man can pay. So I drew what I had from the Central Trust, and I bought us two tickets on that closed city bus. Now baby, everything dies, honey, that's a fact. But maybe everything that dies someday comes back. Put your makeup on. It's getting cold. Maybe everything dies, baby, that's a fact. But maybe everything that dies someday comes back. I've been looking for a job, but it's hard to find. Down here it's just winners and losers, and don't get caught on the wrong side of that line. Well, I'm tired of coming out on this losing end. So honey, last night I met this guy, and I'm gonna do a little favor for him. Well, I guess everything dies, maybe that's a fact. Maybe everything that dies someday comes back.
Think you're witty if you think you can leave. to kindle that old flame. I don't remember your real name. It must be something scandalous lurks in your shadows. If you need a Santa Claus to buy your gallows, if you think you can leave the past behind, you must be out of your mind. If you think you can simply press rewind, you must be out of your mind, son. You must be out of your mind. You must be out of your mind, son. You must be out of your mind.
Hey, you're listening to 93.3 CFRU, and that was The Magnetic Field with the song You Must Be Out of Your Mind. And before that, we heard Bruce Springsteen with the song Atlantic City. So the theme today, as we're closing off, is baklava. And so this is the final two connections to baklava that are going to be on the show today. So the first song by Mr. Springsteen, who was born in the USA, in the state of Nebraska, from the album Nebraska, is Atlantic City. So how does that song relate to baklava? At this point, you might want to take out your spatulas that you were using and maybe record what you think, just before I reveal what you think the connection was. Don't use, you might want to use two pieces of paper just because the butter might soak through onto the table, so you have to clean up. So that song has the chorus, you know, it's like, everything does, baby, that's a fact. And how that relates to baklava is that it seems that baklava is able to not die in the sense that it can remain for so many generations alive and be passed down through recipe books. So as much as I, you know, really appreciate Bruce being really profound, I disagree, Bruce. So, and also Bruce Springsteen, if you're listening to Feline Fine today, you might want to, actually, we had a caller, and I couldn't find the phone, and now I know where it is. And probably, I was actually just cleaning the oven in studio from making baklava. And I think that if that was, that might have been Bruce Springsteen who called. And if you did call, please call back. And we can have a phone conversation. And that would be neat, and I can tell my friends about that. And then after that, we had the song You Must Be Out of Your Mind by The Magnetic Fields, which is a hot track. And so how does it connect to baklava? Well, there's a line in that song where he says, you think you can simply press rewind. And the connection to baklava there, I was thinking, if you put baklava in your VCR, you definitely couldn't press rewind. So I could only assume that's what Stephen Merritt was going for when he wrote the song, just sort of advising people not to put Greek pastries in their VCRs. And I was able to catch that connection. So the question is, were you able to connect that one as well? It's been really fun here on Feline Fine. This is going to be the last song, and I'm going to leave it to you to make the connection. We had, of course, baklava, Peter Baklava Bradley on, which was always a pleasure, and he was charming and as usual, and of course also left his perch as the security person here. So who knows who's going to come in and snatch the baklava that we cooked on air. Okay, thanks for joining today. See you next week. See if you can connect this one to baklava. Oh, I meant you'll hear us next week. And it's only me, it's not an us.
Wanna chain smoke, but my chest hurts. I wanna drink, but my stomach is at sea. It's not, oh God, what have I done? I know what I done, but here come the scolding of Saint Maybe. It's the morning, these people in their cats. It's the what's-ish, maybes, the sharps, no, it's flat. Reasons are reasons, and there are reasons. But no matter the reason, I miss you. Justify again, defend my thesis to my oldest friend. She looks like me, she sounds like me, and she agrees. But the doubt in her eyes scares the heart right out of me. Reasons are reasons, and there are reasons. But no matter the reason, I miss you.
Inside me. fly stuck in her jaw. Let's talk about it. And better that than have our backs up against the wall. Don't base all of your arguments on the Bible. Aim it so that every good book has its day. Won't you please acknowledge that life goes on all around you? There's more to reference than what your prophets say. Though this world is too complex for good and evil, despite how well it plays out on a stage, I don't need no fear of God inside me to have compassion and love you. To have compassion and love you.